Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
It's that time of year when most organizations will conduct the often dreaded annual performance review for each employee. This is when the boss will agree a time to sit down with each of their direct reports and discuss what went well in the prior year and perhaps what could be done better in the coming year. Now, my observation has been that very few employees relish this painful process and usually rank it somewhere between a root canal and visiting a used car dealership. I'd suggest this is because few managers have actually been trained on how to conduct a performance review and because people don't like to be assessed by others. You know, I'm no great philosopher, yet what I do know for sure is there's something deep down within our human condition that causes revilement against the very thought of being judged. Now, knowing this, managers ought to tread very carefully when conducting a performance review. Done well, such reviews can really bring the best out of people, and done badly, and some serious damage can be done. An effective framework to consider when conducting a performance review is to consider the balance between courage and consideration. Now, courage is having the boldness to speak up as the supervisor about work performance that may have been unsatisfactory. Consideration is how that message is delivered. The ideal balance, of course, is to have high courage and high consideration. A manager should address unsatisfactory work performance, yet deliver the message in a kind and courteous manner. If a boss lacks courage to speak up and doesn't really care enough about their employees, in other words, they lack consideration, the performance review may never actually happen. I remember working for one boss who was totally self-absorbed in his own importance and business, and he never made the time to discuss employee performance. The human resources department had to hassle him every year to get them done, as annual pay reviews were based upon them. Now, this boss, in my opinion, lacked courage. He knew he had concerns about work performance because he was very passively aggressive, but he didn't want to face the person to discuss work output. Now, on the other side of the coin, he didn't want to praise good performance as he had a scarcity mindset. He was actually threatened by the talents of those people around him, and he didn't want others to get praise. Now, in the 2 or 3 years I worked alongside him, I could tell that he actually lacked compassion, as he showed absolutely no interest in people and was only interested in their production. He saw people as necessary, but dispensable and replaceable. See, when a leader has high courage but low consideration, the review can be actually downright rude. And when a leader lacks courage but has high consideration, the review really has no substance to it. Most employees know if they're doing a good job. And in my observation, it's been that they appreciate you respectively calling out performance that can be improved. Now, likewise, employees can begin to disengage if their good work is not being recognized. As a supervisor, you also have to give some people a reality check. I remember having a direct report who thought he was doing a superb job. The challenge was he wasn't. I had to have the courage to speak plainly with very specific examples of how his work had consistently fallen below standards. These weren't pleasant conversations to have, but over the long haul, I believe we had a much more effective working relationship as a result, and his results improved. Now, the content of an annual performance review should never be a surprise to the employee. An effective supervisor applauds and addresses performance as it happens, rather than storing it all up in a secret file for the annual sit-down. Great leaders make time for the annual performance review, not just because the HR department demand it, but also because they care enough about their people to do it. You know, I remember working for someone early in my career as an employee, and she was always busy, always running late, and always breaking appointments with people. I was aghast one year when she'd printed out my annual performance review, placed it on my desk in an open plan office I had, and scratched a post-it note message which read, "Hey Paul, ran out of time to sit down with you. Farm must be with HR today. Please sign and take to them. You're doing a great job. Keep it up, Sarah." End quote. And I can remember saying to myself, charming. I walked the signed form over to HR and kept walking to a recruitment agency across the street. And within a month, I'd left Sarah and joined another organization.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.